Really happy to be checking in today with a Quincy Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane for an update on the special mayoral commission that he is heading up, looking into issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion here in the city. So, Ian, first of all, happy summer.
Thanks, Joe. Same to you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good to talk to you about this. And I know that the special commission has already gotten together a couple of times so far. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. We've met on two occasions now. The first was much more introductory in nature. You know, the mayor came in, set the tone for the commission that he established, and you know, allowed all of us sort of to interact, introduce ourselves, provide perspective on what we think we're doing. And you know, the second meeting was an extension of that. And so we are still in the process of defining what we are as a group. The mayor has given us a significant leeway in order to you know, identify what our mission, our goals are. And, you know, we're having, I think the discussions so far have been very enriching because people come to the table under this subject that has really been largely defined through public channels and has sort of been adapted privately and through government with, you know, their own perspective on the matter. And so I just want, you know, and I've been stressing this to the commission that, you know, I want us to be able to understand who we are and why it is what we're doing based on Quincy's needs and, you know, Quincy's composition. So there's a lot of work that's going to be done going down the path here, but there's certainly the group that has been appointed by the mayor is certainly up to the task.
The other nine volunteers, right? They're volunteering their time. Do you feel it's a good representation of the city?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, it's people from government, it's people from private sector, it's people from, you know, different socioeconomic backgrounds, it's people with disabilities, you know. And one thing that came up in the last meeting is that, you know, it's interesting. So there are a number of commissions that already exist in the city of Quincy that might either complement or supersede the work that we might seek to do. You know, there are human rights commissions, there's an LGBTQ commission, there's a Asian American commission. So, you know, that's why I want us to be very specific about what are we getting to the bottom of here. What is our purpose? If these commissions kind of do that, then, you know, what are we seeking to accomplish? And we know the genesis of this, this group in itself, you know, it was couched in a position that was proposed by a couple of my colleagues in the city council. And, you know, the commission as defined by the mayor, it's called the Commission on Equality, Diversity, and Inclusion. And I think most often people are familiar with the term that's been popularized and publicized around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, you know, even in our last discussion at the second meeting that we had, you know, there was some back and forth trying to understand, you know, what is equality? What is equity? You know, what are we talking about when we're just talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion? Because I think that these terms have been so publicly charged, and I think they've taken on meaning of their own, that it is important that we understand what these words mean, how we look at them, and what they mean in the context of the city of Quincy specifically. So, you know, I think that it's an important exercise to frame the discussion appropriately, and that the commission as a whole is operating collectively, right, as opposed to unilaterally. I know that people have their perspectives and experiences, which are the reasons why they were selected by the mayor. But we certainly want to make sure that we are coming at this from a very, you know, even-keeled, you know, non-emotional and pragmatic and, you know, manner that we can be effective leaders of change or influence through the city.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this came about as a result of a plan or a proposal or a request, if you will, to fund a department, you know, a city department focusing mm-hmm. on diversity, equity, inclusion, something you raised a lot of similar questions about. Back then, you weren't very enthusiastic about it because you felt it didn't have a lot of teeth to it. It didn't really have a definition. Do you still feel that way?
I do about that the way that it was defined, because, you know, people came, residents of the city came to that meeting sharing their heartfelt experiences, mostly along the lines of racism and prejudice. And by no means would I take away those experiences, but the department, in the way that it was proposed, I viewed would do nothing to provide solutions to those problems. You know, I just don't, I'm not confident that there's a way to eradicate racism, you know, but in the job that we have, it is how does the city serve the people of Quincy, and how does the city serve various constituencies? Are there people that are underserved? Are there resources that are misallocated? And, you know, that is certainly my personal perspective. I'm not, you know, I can speak for every single person on the commission, but we, that's where we're trying to get. And so we're sort of going through this exercise of, you know, what exactly are we trying to do? And at the last meeting, we really outlined a number of terms. I wish I had my piece of paper, but mostly around sort of communication, safety, service, culture, right? And how can we make sure that each resident of the city are adequately served, protected, honored, respected, in the same way? And I'm confident we're going to get to a great place. I think that the work that we're doing and the conversations that we're having are they're deep and impactful. So I'm honored to be a part of the group with the people that the mayor has also chosen, because it's a hot button topic generally. But I just want to make sure that we as residents of the city of Quincy are doing it in a way that is going to be most effective and appropriate for the residents of the city, not from this outside perspective where we're trying to fit into the lens of whatever's taking place outside of the city, because I don't think that that's an effective means for devising solutions.
Okay, so really customizing, if you will, the goals of this commission specifically for the city of Quincy, it sounds like.
I don't know how much you've read. I just, you know, even just a loose stat, but even over the past, I think, year, there's been a ton of money thrown at this DEI concept. And, you know, you've seen corporations pick up the mantle, you've seen cities and towns and the federal government pick up the mantle, but it's now a cottage industry. And so I don't lose sight of the fact that this is now a money-making opportunity for people to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, while there are certainly improvements to be made everywhere, I don't think that this is a thing that you just throw money at and, hire someone that has, apparent training in such things that I've never heard of before, you know, the past year and a half, and is going to tell us about the place that we live. So, you know, I just think that Quincy is a special place because, we take matters into our own hands. I think we do a great job of managing things locally. If we just watch how the mayor handled the pandemic over the past year and a half, I thought he did a masterful job, and he did it in an even keeled manner. He didn't blow things out of proportion and managed expectations appropriately. And so, you know, this is just another thing where a lot of people seem to be experiencing this circumstantially or watching through particular lenses. And, let's do it our way. Let's figure out how it's going to be best for the residents of the city.
Yeah. Why did you agree to lead this commission, Ian?
I think it's important. And I, to be honest, kind of alluding to what I just spoke about, the ability to frame this discussion in a similarly even keeled and pragmatic way was something that I wanted to be a part of.
Okay.
Now I've lived more years in Quincy than I've lived anywhere else. And I think the only times I really lived outside of Quincy was when I went to college and graduate school. But, you know, I have my own personal experience, and that's not anything I've ever brought to the table. And it's not anything I really, I don't lead with identity. I don't lead with race or, you know, anything. So, you know, but that's not to say that people, you know, I've had great experience in Quincy. I wouldn't be here if I didn't love Quincy, and I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in if I didn't want to make Quincy better than I think that it is. And I know there's still a lot of work to be done. So, you know, why wouldn't I take the opportunity to sit at a table and lead a discussion on how to make Quincy better than it currently is?
Are the meetings of your commission public, Ian? Will folks be able to offer their input as well?
Yeah, so, you know, as I said, there was, you know, history of how the subject came about, and there was a series of discussions that were led by some of my colleagues, and we're the way that I've sort of couched it with, you know, we're going to have some sort of public input, but we need to give the public something to provide input on, and we don't have that yet. So, you know, what is our framework? What is our, you know, mm-hmm. outline for would-be recommendations look like? You know, I think the exercise in experience has taken place. And so I certainly want this to be a much more focused effort on solutions, and in order to provide input for the recommendations that we would, you know, provide in the form of a report. So we outlined a loose schedule of meetings, and when the time comes, we'll, you know, we'll advertise appropriately to get folks to come and participate.
Okay. Have you, so far, have you learned anything about the city that you didn't know, or, you know, what do you hope to learn about the city that you might not know now?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is going to come to safety and accessibility. And so I think that, you know, one of the key components is we're going to see that some, you know, I mean, our growing East Asian population, I think we're going to figure out, you know, just might not adequately have access or understand how to access different parts of our government, right? Mm-hmm. Or they might not have, you know, a channel to communicate with appropriate places in the Quincy Police Department. You know, those are a couple of things that have come up so far. And I think we're going to see a lot of common themes around accessibility. And I think that's going to have to do with language access.
Okay. How important do you think it is to have, you know, representation among elected officials when it comes to representing the city as a whole?
That's politics. So, you know, I don't think votes go how they do. Right. That's how elected politics works. You go out and work for a position to represent your neighbors, your friends, your family, and interests, right? So, you know, of course, I think diversity of representative interest is important, but I also think that it takes political will and to sort of get to, you know, this place, right? To get to the place of sitting in a city council or becoming a mayor or congressperson or whatever. And that's organization. And that's how that game works.
Do you think the commission has an endpoint, or do you think this is something that needs to kind of stay around a while?
We'll see. I think that's part of the recommendation, right? That's part of our assessment. I mean, this was couched out of here. Here's a suggestion for a position and or department. But what we might discover is that there just needs to be a sort of a readjustment of resources within different departments to adequately serve constituencies. You know, it might not be one department. And that was another part of it. I think people were led to believe that whatever this department was going to be some sort of independent check on the government or the executive. And that's not what it would be. It would report to the mayor at the end of the day anyway. So, you know, it's never going to be like that, but there's certainly places that we can make recommendations to improve. And, you know, this is government changes because people ask it to, or they demand it. Right. And so, you know, the conversation will probably continue over a long period of time. And just like you see either new departments adjusted or improvements made to city services, it will be probably similar, you know. And that's why I, you know, while this has a particular definition, I view it as largely falling underneath the changes that you would normally make to improve services, as opposed to having this all powered term that either ignites or excites emotions, depending on who's receiving it.
Yeah, and still, even the ultimate decision based on the recommendations this commission makes is still with the executive branch, correct?
That's correct. We serve at the pleasure of the mayor. This is his appointment. So, you know, we'll give our guidance accordingly, and he makes decisions at the end of the day.
Yeah. Do you anticipate items coming before the city council out of this commission?
Potentially.
All right, anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now?
Stay tuned. You know, we've got, we've got our own work to do within the commission, and we'll come out and make some announcements on when input can be shared at the right time. But, and of course, we look forward to that. But I appreciate you having me on today to share a little bit, and look forward to staying in touch with you along the way.
Yeah, likewise, Ian, I appreciate it. And please reach out if we can do anything here at QATV. As always, we're happy to help.
You're the best.
All right. Have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you. You too.